The stream is live.
Live.
Am I live? Am I live?
You're live. Fix your hair.
That's why I wear a hat. So I ain't got to worry about
that's
that.
That's a cool ass hat, dude.
Yeah, we need to set up January. I want to do Night of the Living. Yeah, the original Night of the Living Dead.
I'm down. Just let me know a couple days in advance and
I'm
up for it.
Tom was saying he might want to get in that too, but who knows where the hell he's at.
Get in here, Tom.
So what's going on?
I got all my orders out, man. Fucking, it was rough couple weeks, last couple weeks, but I got them all out. Everything's at UPS. What's up, Tim?
What's your big seller?
I was selling the shit out of them apartment stills, but now I had to take them off the website because I can't get no kegs.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Toby.
What are you doing, not Charles Manson?
Half naked Toby.
Man, I've been trying to stay awake.
Hey, cover that back up. We don't want to see that, dude.
I got shorts on, man. It'll be all right.
Keep your ding dong put away, son.
I want to see that now. There.
Let me get it out for you.
Hey, Toby, you heard from Tom?
No, I haven't. I can't. There. Get it in the right spot. There we go. Wow.
I did not just see that. Fuck your mama!
Oh, shit. You motherfuckers.
What's going on? Now what you gonna say, huh? I heard y'all talking shit.
I was talking shit, mad shit. I was like, goddamn. Tom looks like goddamn Teen Wolf.
Hell yeah. I'm going to stick my hound dog on you. Toby.
So, hey, Tom.
Check there, Toby.
Hey, Tom, how far is the Petro from your place?
That's what me and Dave was talking about, dude. I think you're about 3 hours away. Right now.
Yeah, I'm going to call it 4 hours. I'm in a big truck.
Right. Are you coming this way, though? When?
I'll be... Well, I get up and take a shower about 3 o'clock in the morning. So 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, I'm roughly 4 hours away. So, what time you want me to be there?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, Tom.
You want me to bring you a drink
because I can hang out all fucking day and get drunk and everything. I don't have to be up Winchester, Virginia till Monday morning.
So, do you know how to help me build the rest of this damn dog lot and shit I got to do?
No. I try.
Well,
it's the real deal.
We could, we could park his truck down there at the fireworks place.
Is that by the Flying J?
No, but you could come on. I don't know what. Do they care where you drive it to park it?
Fuck no, man. They love me here. I mean, whenever I miss 3 weeks of work and I still have a fucking job.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Well, I mean, I had good reason to miss work, but... I mean, still yet, that's a lot of work to miss.
Yeah, methamphetamines fuck you up for 3 weeks. I know.
Good one.
You got you one of them fucking damn them high speed chicken feet damn toothpicks from fucking West Memphis, Arkansas, ain't you? I know what you're doing.
Shit, man. I don't climb in this truck unless I pass a damn drug test, and I climb in this truck every day.
No shit. Damn, them guys is crazy out there, dude. You get on the damn radio, we got green smoke, white smoke, blue, whatever you want, you know.
Man. Them people that be selling it in Memphis like that, they're cops.
Oh, yeah.
On the CB. I mean, because you can call the fucking police and say, man, these stupid son of bitches are selling drugs on the CB. And they say, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, they got to make money, too.
That's right.
Everyone's doing it. Yeah. It's ridiculous, man. I hate listening to it.
Oh, well.
Arkansas. What's Arkansas?
Arkansas. Arkansas. We all American. It's all Arkansas. Oh, it's all R.
R Arkansas. R.
There's old Bill Cluck.
What's up, Tom?
Same shit, different day. Me and Damon hanging out.
Hey, you guys are looking good, man. A little Christmas spirit going on there. Probably drinking some Christmas spirits.
We are. I finally got to try the store-bought version of the peanut butter banana from Big Nick. It's pretty good.
I can imagine. It sounds good.
It is. Peanut butter banana. It's pretty tasty.
I still got a jar for you, Phil. I just got to send it out.
Hell yeah.
My van of White Post.
Love it.
I'll take a RSTLNE, motherfucker.
Nerd that. I'm gonna take a SIP.
Sounds official when you put it that way.
Apple eater, pretty much. It's open to anybody. You can come on in.
Maybe.
We don't talk about politics. We don't say racist things.
That's good shit.
What?
No, Bill, you missed that night.
I did. Was it another tearjerker?
That's crazy in a fucking three-legged chicken race.
What were the hot buttons, man?
Dude, it was bad. Oh.
The N-word kept coming up from some dude. Yeah. And then somebody was being anti-Semitic in the fucking...
like crazy, man.
In the chat. And I was like, man, I'm done with this shit.
That's the first time we've had to shut people down like that. It was bad.
Yeah, I don't deal with that. He ain't getting me kicked off my shit. I got too many followers for that.
No.
Hell, I watch Chappelle Show clips all day long, man. It doesn't get more racist than that.
I do too, but you know how Facebook is, man.
I got
311,000 followers. Every once in a while, I get a paycheck from them. And I'm not going to jeopardize that because some fucking idiot wants to come on and act like an idiot.
Yeah. Not even worth it.
Well, pass his name around. Make sure we can all block him.
They were just random people, man.
They
off
just
of,
started popping in like crazy.
That girl said that she just typed in because she was on the, it was on the YouTube side. So she just typed in like podcast or something like live stream. And next thing you know, it was like, tink. She just showed up, had a little damn bunny ear, or little cat ears and shit on. And yeah, it was crazy.
That happened to me in a business meeting one time. I was on Zoom and I didn't have any security on it. And all of a sudden, about 10 minutes in the meeting, about 100 people came into the meeting with my name and a lot of other names that we knew. And all they were doing was typing racist shit. And I'm like, oh, my God, I had to stop that meeting instantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't deal with that.
Hello from Indiana. There's Mike.
Well, so a buddy of mine's got, he got his first big live show thing going on this weekend, like over in North Carolina. And y'all check him out. His name's Cam O'Brien on TikTok. And
Cam O'Brien.
Yeah. He's this black guy. I'm telling you, you close your eyes and listen to him talk, you'd never know it. Never. He's the coolest dude ever, man. So he needed party favors to take the over there for his, so he come got a couple gallons there yesterday and rolling on out.
Give it up. Garrett.
That is nice.
Me and him's going to do a little content together soon. But, yeah, y'all check out Cam O'Brien. He's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, he's probably got a channel somewhere, right?
Yeah,
TikTok.
Yeah, just on TikTok, you know. I don't know what other platform he's on, but, you know, definitely check him out on TikTok. He's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I want to give a shout-out to Catch and Bait.
Yeah.
Also known as Island Shiner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's, we're going to have a raffle. We're going to have a raffle for him. And how you get in a raffle is, you know, Tornado tore his fucking house up.
Yeah.
Goddamn city came and stole his house. He got a new house. It's pretty much a camper or some shit.
Didn't they take his storage building, or was it a bus he was living in?
They took his bus. They fucking took his bus away from him. So now he was homeless.
On his own property.
Yeah, on his own property.
Yep.
So he's got a, he got sick. You know, he was struggling, but he was doing it. And then he got sick, and now he's fucking in the hospital and shit. So he's got a GoFundMe. He's been hit with a slew of issues, one after another. He's struggling, fighting it, fucking doing it on his own. And I'm like,
and he's got a child that's got some type of problem. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, he's in a
wheelchair.
Yeah, he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Hey, listen, do me a favor. I don't know who I was watching, how many, but there's a guy that's got 5 million followers on TikTok. His name's Jolly Good Ginger. I have tagged him in every one of Island Shiner's posts, you know, or videos, whatever. And if we could get on there and everybody tag him on all of those posts, he could reach out with 5 million viewers. You know what I mean? And try it that way.
Yep.
Well, we're having I'm putting together an FCR box and a heating element. Shu is going to build a keg. North Georgia Steel Co. is going to build a top end.
All right.
So, and who, you know, every time somebody makes a donation to his GoFundMe, they'll get a raffle ticket for the raffle.
Nice.
So it's straight through the GoFundMe. Nobody, fucking no third party's going to handle no goddamn money.
Right, right, right.
Good.
We didn't have that shit happen.
You learned.
Well, Scott, we'll have it on YouTube also for you, brother.
You want to spend $50? I'll spend
$50. Oh, man. We'll have it on all the platforms. Yeah, I'll post a link. Yeah. We'll make a video.
Yeah. Hey, Phil.
Huh?
We're going to do 50 and 50 for grains for that.
50 pounds of grain from both of y'all to add to
No, we'll just give you $100 towards the grains for whatever y'all put in that raffle. Me and Damon will go in 50 towards you, and you
put the money in.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying, however we need to do it for the grain.
Okay. Add a grain kit for it?
Yeah, just add some grain kit, and me and him, whatever $100 will buy for the grain kit, we'll just do it. We'll send that
to you. I'll set them up. Fucking yeast, grain, everything.
Yeah.
All right.
And so we'll go 50 a piece on that setting right here.
It's great.
Calm down.
I was going to say, tell Phil, look, I don't know how to do a bunch of stuff on the phone, but I'll send you some money that you can. I hate this shit.
Yeah, cool. GoFundMe's easy, Toby. GoFundMe's so easy.
Dude. I'll send it to him.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Oh shit! Hell yeah! Just right. I tell you what, just send the money to the GoFundMe when I post the link.
Okay.
You gotta send me no money.
All right. Just make sure you get a grain kit or whatever with it. We're down.
I'll throw a grain kit in with it too.
Okay.
Well, you want us to send the money for the grain to you?
Do I need? Yeah, do we need to send you the money for the grain?
No, just send the money to his GoFundMe.
Okay, right. Got you.
And I got grain. I got goddamn corn out the ass out there, man.
Okay, that's fine. I do too, but I've been doing whatever.
I got a 22-pound box of yeast. I got anything they need.
Is that personal?
The cattle probably doing better anyway.
It's from my beard.
Is it man yeast?
Yeah, it's pizza cheese yeast. Sprinkled in a mash.
It's skeet yeast.
Skeeter skeets.
Oh, shit.
Appreciate you, Scott.
What do you want?
I'm busting to that.
Uh-oh. I'm fitting to get Damon some stuff.
Damn.
Tonight, I'm drinking George Washington's rye.
Who made it?
I made it.
That's been aged a long time.
Super long.
Well, wait, you made it.
George did not age it. He made it.
What's up?
What's up?
Well, Donka.
I didn't fill it all the way up. I don't think you're going
to
need it.
I need to drive back to the hotel tonight.
I just bottled a bunch. Burger King. Yeah, we all like Burger King.
Yeah, you like Whoppers and stuff. I mean, what kind of restaurants do you eat at?
Burger King. White Castle.
White Castle? Never been there. I should check it out.
Yeah, the original I like White Castle. It's like this big and it's 90% grease.
I like White Castle because when I eat it, the way it smells, and then I take a shit, it smells like the White Castle burgers again. Like
hell yeah,
you know where you've
whole
been.
Bathroom. That way, it's a constant cycle of hunger. It's like I eat, I shit, the smell makes me hungry.
Let me talk to you about how wrong
the stupid
McDonald's is.
What
McDonald's is a conspiracy. They put human blood and feces in their freaking burgers.
Damn right they do.
Phil,
it's a conspiracy.
I got a question for you.
Did you know that the earth is hollow?
So you eat that. So Phil, you eat that White Castle, right? And you're shitting out and it smells the exact same way. Can you do that with a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, they got White Castle and hollow earth.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you can.
I'm gonna wear a corn husk tonight.
You could use the vacuum cleaner in the bathroom to get the smell to permeate through the house on the exhaust port.
These guys right here are in the hollow earth right now.
Got to make sure that the corn is cooked well, because it'll stink. You got to cook it good, okay?
It's like Wonder Twins activate shit over here.
Freaking corn, all right. Otherwise,
as opposed to fake corn
cold, I never seen.
Hey, I like corn.
Eat corn cold. Because corn cold, that's a curse.
There you are, man.
Stew, baby. What'd you have for dinner?
What the fuck are you two doing together?
We're on the love seat.
They're gonna sleep in tomorrow morning.
Don't judge.
I had spaghetti, but it was not moonshine, that great, but it was fine, I guess.
I'm telling you.
Who's the big spoon?
It don't matter. We alternate.
King Corey.
Hey, what's that little metal thing in front of you?
Sometimes he wants a spoon.
It's an alien wiener.
I just want a knife.
Yeah.
You know, I just, you know, just straight.
Is it an alien wiener? Holy shit.
It's an alien wiener.
That is an alien. Yes.
It's a fly tying vice.
Oh, Stuart's got his damn work hat. Yeah. You tying flies again tonight?
Oh, he's doing.
No, this is just a room that I can go into and.
Do you know the
door?
Different kinds of aliens?
Gotcha.
It's well, being
if
it's
you were
a gray,
more often you'd know these things.
It's the gray's wiener.
I don't know. Y'all are doing it now.
Dayton.
Yeah, that's an alien wiener. But is it a gray alien wiener? I mean, gray.
See, that's a little baby. It's gonna crawl on your nose.
Oh, look at
it's
that!
Gonna crawl on your nose.
That's the kind of shit they make McDonald's burgers right there.
Yeah.
You eat it.
That's what they make McDonald's burgers.
I forgot.
Is that mean getting on?
There's a lot of shit going on right now. I'm confused.
Yeah, that's what the McDonald's burgers are.
Who's this, Morticia?
What's up,
Randos, bro?
Yeah.
Hello.
Is that baby girl?
No.
What's up, Rando?
That's a girl, all right.
Who's that? The real. Who's the fucking real deal in here?
Bill Clark.
Hey Phil, I got
to watch Alex Jones.
Hang on, Phil.
I don't come here.
Does that look all right?
Looks beautiful.
Yeah,
meat's looking great. Right.
Ooh,
yeah, I think you need to turn it upside down.
It looks good, brother.
Man. Hey, if you put that in a jar, it turns brown.
That's McDonald's. Right,
that's a
jar of cum. All right, Phil, we're starting to get this.
Yeah, that's what McDonald's is made on cum and dead aliens.
Who's this fucking guy?
We're getting some of these.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's get some aliens.
I'm a little confused.
Yep. It's definitely not.
Oh, my baby girl.
Oh, not.
You're confused. I'm fucking confused.
We're all confused. Yeah,
Stuart, talk to Phil. He let him in.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, yep. These are Phil's people.
Yeah, this is Phil's people.
Phil did it.
That one dude that kept saying N-words trying to get in here again.
Hell no.
Oh, man. Oh, no, lady man.
Oh, it's about my religion. You ever heard of
okay, I lost sound.
Greg Grillman.
Called me and I can't figure out how to get my sound
read
back.
That shit.
Bill Cluck.
Read that shit.
Greg Grillman died for our sins.
Hey, where's, wasn't, Jay wanted to get out?
Wow. Hey,
Jay, dude. Jay said he may get on. He's at a Billy Strings concert.
Damn. Must be nice.
Yeah, let's
I'd
go.
I'd like to see
a,
Billy Strings.
Wait a minute. What kind of concert?
None of your business.
I want to go see Insane Clown Posse.
Hey.
oh,
they're
okay.
All from
so
YouTube.
Someone's a fan, I see.
Yeah, baby girl. I got ice tattoos all over the place. Look at that.
All from YouTube. Yep.
Is that,
that
baby
tattoo?
Girl?
That's her. She's just playing somebody else.
Oh.
That I don't know what that is.
He just said he just woke up from a nap. I was like, how the fuck you be napping? It's 8:30 at night. I mean, it's like you gonna get up, yeah. Do something else, then go back.
You need to wake the fuck up, people. Wake the fuck up. Get out of bed now.
What the fuck is going
start
on?
Cleaning
let me
the
ask
floor.
You a question, Corey.
It is freaking dirty and messy.
Corey, I got to ask you a question. A serious question here. Is the McRib really rib meat?
Oh, McRib, that's made out of dead alien penis.
I knew it. I told you.
That's why it's so delicious.
That's why you keep coming back. Right, baby girl?
Got lots of dead alien penises they make
what?
That
what's going on?
McRib sandwich out of. Yep.
Fucking wow.
Oh, fuck.
Cocaine monkeys. What's a cocaine
and
monkey?
I think that guy right there looks like a ninja. That guy
he
right
is.
There.
Whoop, whoop.
There's some hateful stuff going on.
That's
there
some
is.
Crazy stuff in the chat.
There's some hateful
going
stuff going on.
Fuck yeah, it's Christmas, y'all. Fuck, there ain't no hate in here.
Fuck
hallelujah.
You. I hate Christmas.
Yeah, where's the Christmas? Everybody
right.
Stop celebrating Christmas for some odd reason.
A lot of crazy people.
Do you
know,
not see, look.
Yeah, we're all Looney Tunes.
Do you not see the Christmas motherfucking spirit behind me and Damon? This is Christmas spirit.
Yeah, why don't we see the Christmas spirit around here?
Oh,
you're right.
Man.
Where's Christmas?
I know
what everybody's singing with me.
Up,
oh, no.
They're just coming in
fuck
from YouTube,
Mariah
man.
Carey.
Hey, Corey.
She's an ancient demon.
Corey.
What?
Another serious question.
Yeah.
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Are they testicle meat?
Is it
it's
testicle
made out
meat?
Of
alien turds.
The cookie? What? Yeah, it's made out of alien turds. That's what it is.
Oh, sons of bitches.
Another dude with a mask. I'm sure he's going to say something fucked up.
Sorry to say that. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Holy fuck.
Hey,
what in the fuck is going on?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Hurry, I'm Greg Romo.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the monkey. That's the monkey we all worship.
It's all a misunderstanding.
The holy congregation trinity of Greg
said we're
Romo.
Mayo monkeys.
This is the church of Saint
hey,
Greg Grillo.
Corey,
what's up, Greg Grillo?
For a second,
Corey.
Yeah.
Let somebody else talk for a second, bro. This guy just called us Mayo monkeys.
And
the
guys
are just like Mayo monkeys.
Yeah. Interesting.
What?
Corey,
I can see that this is gonna make me get fucked up tonight.
I'm going to tell you what, baby girl.
Yes.
You need to deal with this.
You said I have to deal with this.
Deal with it.
Deal with
your
it?
People.
What do you mean?
Kick these people out.
How am I supposed to do that?
Is it in your channel? I thought I was on your channel.
No, I'm a little confused.
No, this is Greg Rose's channel.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. They do this just to get...
I can't hear anything.
Aggravating.
Yeah, I'm done.
Of course you can't hear anything. Wait. Oh, no. Where did he go?
Yeah, too bad. Act like a dick, you get booted.
Wow. Hey, there we go.
Where did Bill Clark go?
Now we're back to... there's only one thing I'm a little fucking confused about, and it's this. I don't fucking know if I'm okay with this.
Bro, listen.
Hey.
They all come in together. Like, they do this every time. There's like... they're like a group of motherfuckers. They come in together.
There they are again. See?
He's posted over there. I'll let you in for a minute. But... no, and then they posted
over on the side again.
Yeah, they well, they fucking write all this fucked up stuff.
We don't need it. Don't want it.
Shit.
I didn't say anything wrong.
You guys reading the comments? That's why you're in here.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with the trolls in the chat, but I just saw you guys live. That's it.
Yeah, you got a lot of trash that wants to come up here. Hey, Bill.
Well, welcome to the Degenerate Show, sweetie.
Oh, thank you.
That's baby girl.
I don't know what's going on. I'm a little confused.
It's okay. We're all... are they bots?
No, they're just people just get in here. They want to talk trash.
All right, so I got to ban this guy, ban user, and delete his comments. God damn, I mean, we don't need that. That's not what this is for.
No.
This is fucking childish as fuck.
Super hateful.
And you're going to...
that's what they do. They try to get in here. You know, they got their own following, so people are following them. They get in here and jump in, you know, get you in trouble, and then they get... people, their all their fans are like, yeah, that was funny.
That's what we did.
I mean, look, man, I don't care if you're racist, but don't bring it here.
No.
Man, life's too short to go through a racist, though.
And you know, it's YouTube, so they'll ban you for any little thing.
Yep.
That shit ain't going to fly here, never.
No, I ain't letting them. I thought it would be funny for a minute, and you know, and then they just started the comments, man. It was fucking...
that's where it started last time, too, wasn't it?
That I wanted to share.
Look, this motherfucker's back. Look at him.
Yeah, I'm back. Can I?
Fuck.
And you gone again, sucker.
Wow.
I thought you had to let him on, Phil. Did they just get on it?
No, he's letting
him on. No, I'm letting him in because I'm a firm believer in freedom of speech, but goddamn, have some respect.
Right.
If you ain't got respect, then fuck you.
This is the United States of Phil right here. So, he'll kick your ass out.
That's right. The big boss man's in charge tonight, bitches.
How long is it going to take that mead, Phil? Honestly, like a roundabout estimate.
A month?
Buddy of mine.
There's...
when he was in the pen, he was their hooch maker. And...
cracker.
He's going to bring me his recipe that he made... a jailhouse hooch.
Oh, nice.
Jailhouse moonshine. And I'm going to make it. Actually, him and I is going to make it, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun. Well,
I can get you that recipe.
I don't need it. I got I want his recipe.
Take a bunch of fruit juice, some crumbled up bread.
No.
Put a trash bag.
He already told me what his recipe is, and it's not...
hide it in your... latrine.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's gonna be fun. He told me, he's like, man, whenever I freaking cook it, he said for the next three days there was nothing but fights. He said my hooch started a lot of fights. Liquor, huh?
There's fighting hoops and there's lemon hoops.
I mean, you know, between the gangs in prison.
Somebody's clinking away. Leaving the cheese, you heathens. Chewy! What's going on, Chewy? You gonna hop in?
The guy wrong direction. The guy next to me has really nice hair. You laying down right there.
Oh, that's
it's rough.
I'm kind of jealous.
I'm rough right Toby. Now. It's looking bad.
Toby's always laying down on the damn.
Oh, look at that hair.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking pretty rough. I need to get in the shower. I probably do that about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Where's Chewy? Is he hopping in here?
I'll put a link in the comments. I'm scared to put a link again, man.
Yeah, just here. I'll send it to him. I'll text it to him. Although they can scroll through the comments.
Are you making a fly?
He's making a bumblebee.
Yeah.
What's that?
For fishing.
For fishing.
Oh.
What was I gonna do?
Oh, text. You guys are like hunters.
Yeah. We do it all.
I eat a lot of meat.
Moonshiners.
Herdage.
It's all about moonshine. Herdage.
Herdage.
Don't fucking herdage. Start, Phil. I'm going to go put on a fucking wig and a thong if you're going to start screaming like that.
Bud Light!
I jumped in at the wrong time.
I'm Donald Trump!
Oh, fuck. Bye, guys.
I'm Donald Trump, motherfucker!
Hey, Chewy, what's been going on, man?
Oh, he's a fucking idiot.
Tom, how many goddamn masks does this guy got?
What did you say, Tom?
I said it's time to get the cigarettes out and start smoking.
I'm telling you.
It's getting exciting.
Here's a fucking another one.
Tuberculosis. Hey, tuberculosis.
It's Tiberius.
Oh, same thing.
I know you're moonshiners, but y'all can read.
No, what we're talking about. It don't say corn, sugar, or yeast on it, but we're fucking not reading nothing.
Oh, maybe I could make it say, how do I change my name?
You do that there we go. In the beginning.
Turn that baby. Turn that baby around.
Oh my goodness. Look at the baby.
There we go.
Oh,
that baby.
You hide?
Look at that.
Oh, there's a baby.
Oh, baby.
Just call it Baby Phil.
Bean.
What's up?
I can't see your face, but I can hear your voice.
I'm trying to figure it out. What's going on here?
Oh.
Turn your camera on.
It's on.
Take your finger over the camera off.
Damn, Bill Clutches, he's having damn technical difficulties too.
Yes. As much money Bill has, he ought to buy some goddamn Wi-Fi.
I'm telling you, Bill. Get that, have them put an antenna in your backyard.
So what y'all doing tonight? You guys just talking moonshine and stuff?
Well, yeah. We're going to talk about anal sex, but then you showed up.
Oh,
well, I'm the master of anal sex.
Well, then you need to jump in that box right over there.
Well, I got to taste some.
Which box?
You, Tiberius.
Treyway.
Holy shit. The dude with the beard. Edible. I thought that was a cutout for like a full minute up in Big D's camera. I thought the guy with the beard, like the long beard, was a cutout that he was like leaning against.
No, that's the Big D of the box.
Dude, he didn't move for like a while.
She got the bong machine.
Oh man. You guys collect old arcade machines?
No, it's just a big bong machine that a friend of ours is getting ready to put in her store.
Oh.
What's up? I'm Alex Indiana Jones.
Oh, hell.
Why?
Yep.
Fucking why?
Yeah, I'm back.
Indiana Jones' first name was Henry.
It's still not working.
Spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I'm a Jehovah Witness.
Phil, I got to tell you, Oaxacan Green came out good, dude.
Oh, my God. It's phenomenal.
That's good corn, man.
I get a taste
I'm kind of like it. I haven't used that Bloody Butcher yet. Yeah, Velocipaster sucks.
I'm a butcher, I'm a butcher.
I actually covered that on my podcast.
Like I'm a butcher.
Yeah, guess what? You're wrong. We covered like Velocipaster last year. Suck donkey dicks.
I never watched that movie before.
Yeah, Indiana such donkey Jones. Dick.
Never watched it.
I don't like that shit at all. I'm here to rant about stupid movies.
I mean, even the old one. Even the old one, I've never watched it.
Stuart.
Oh, I should have you on my podcast.
Are you making a lightsaber?
What?
Yeah, Stuart,
are you making a lightsaber?
A fucking lightsaber?
Yeah, man. It looks like you're building a fucking lightsaber.
Oh, fuck.
Don't be ashamed of your love for Star Wars. It's okay.
I've never even watched that stupid fucking movie.
Man, I know Disney's really
Star Wars
fucked it up.
Is freaking gay.
It is definitely like, now. Disney, like, bent Star Wars over and fucked it. But it's okay. You can build you a Darth Vader lightsaber. Nobody's going to think you're weird. I mean, if you're going to build you one, build me one.
Build it by hand.
Stuart.
Yo.
Read the screen.
What's it looks thing? Like he's trying to build a real lightsaber,
all
too.
All the names go.
He's trying to make some no bullshit lightsabers.
Oh, pop that away.
Darth Vader is the only character on Star Wars that's not gay.
Well,
he's cool. He's not
I think
gay,
the whole
cool.
Disney.
Cool. No homo, folks. I drop hell on them homos.
Wow.
So, Marticia, what do you usually make when you're making shine?
Do what?
These are like moonshine. These aren't moonshiners.
No, yeah, these are not fucking moonshiners.
Ridge Runner. I know. He's one of us.
I mean,
howdy, howdy.
What's up, brother?
Is this like a drinking club?
What's it say? I wasn't in my telemarketer.
Pretty much.
No.
No,
we're
no,
the
we
ones
just make alcohol.
A drinking club.
We do drink, but we're not a drinking club.
Yeah. Hello. I'm an Indian. I'm from
we're
India.
On the supply side.
I'm from India, and I like to scam people.
Who is that?
Supply side economist. Economist.
You got to put another mask on to get back in, bro.
All right.
Yeah, where's that Trump mask? That was pretty cool.
So you guys didn't like my gorilla mask.
I didn't leave again.
If I buy a bottle of moonshine, can I join the club?
No.
You have to make it.
How would I make it?
I'll sell you a still.
You see this guy over here?
Fucking Phil.
Billy Moonshine.
Fucking Phil.
Which one?
He's up
Phil
there.
Billy.
You're confusing me.
Well, that one.
Go to Phil Billy. Guy up.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, you know what it is? Everybody's thing is different, so I'm probably seeing it in a different order of your cameras.
We like it different.
Yeah, go to PhilBilly.com for all of your moonshining needs.
Oh, so you sell moonshine. Them. Okay.
We sell
so if kit. I buy it from you, can I join the club and drink it?
Yeah.
You're here. You're part of the club.
So you got to buy the whole
beer. You're already part of
the whole beer.
Some random chick just popped in.
Bam, Phil's back on the
If you have bread yeast at home, you can
make
it. You want
to be a moonshiner?
Make it yourself.
Bread yeast?
Yeah, bread yeast. You start with bread yeast. You can make ice shine. You know, apple, what do they call it? Apple Jack or something? You can make that right away.
Yeah.
Applejack.
Yeast hey, trichinosis.
Sugar,
yeah. Yeast and sugar. Okay.
Hey, trichinosis. What do you do?
Do you guys ever just think about space?
Or what's your name again?
Tiberius.
Tiberius. Trichinosis. Same thing.
Sometimes I do think about fucking space.
Man, I think about space all the fucking time, dude. I mean, maybe I'm smoking too much of this. I don't know.
Try clams. What are we doing over here? That's old tri clamps that are in the corner. Oh, whoa.
Was it Billy Moonshine?
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
God damn.
They should call him Tourette. Not
I remember my first hit.
That's a goddamn lady dude.
What are you talking about? Dude, I've been smoking 20 years.
Yeah, you got a lady voice.
23.
Where are you from?
Where am I from? Yeah. Well, man, I've been all over the place. Like,
oh, fuck. Come on, dude. Where the fuck are you from?
That's a fed.
Sometimes I just like to, you know, be a citizen of the world and stuff.
That's a fed.
Space.
Well, that's something
Earth.
A fed would say.
Space. From Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys ever just think about space? That's motherfucker.
Dude, I do fucking think about space like all the time.
I think about head space.
I don't believe space exists.
Damn.
I've also heard that.
You have to, you don't have enough head space. Your fermenter is all over your.
Oh, yeah, blow up. I had that happen.
This motherfucker's got COVID and shit.
Oh, when I was making that brew shine, boy, that I didn't have no headspace in that at all, and it blew up all over the damn place.
Yeah.
If you're talking about it with a rye, is, you need your headspace.
Rye
time
sucks. Rye is so fucking sticky, it's all over the place.
Hey, Lisa. You know, I in this Oaxacan green, I used. What did I use? I used a pound of rye in that.
Oh man, why'd you put rye in it?
I do 100% sometimes. I got two fermenters with 100% in there.
I love rye,
it's a
dude.
Bitch. Oh, yeah? It's a bitch. It tastes great though. I love it.
I like rye. I just don't like it too much. I don't know about 100% rye, Bill.
Well, the reason I'm doing 100% is I'm changing things up. I think Phil gave me this idea. I don't know if he meant to give me this idea, but you know, Canadians, they blend their whiskey, right? So I've been making 100% corn, 100% wheat, 100% barley, and I'm doing post-mixing, you know, because you can do recipes a lot, you know, a lot smaller quantities and test what you like that way.
That's a good idea.
I don't count Canada as a real country.
Oh!
Wait, I thought Canada was made up. I thought that was like Wakanda.
I agree with that, baby girl. I'm sorry. I kind of got to agree with baby girl.
Yeah, it's not a real country.
That for a second.
This whole time I thought
you guys
it was
are crazy as fuck. Canada's a shit. Them Canadians, them motherfuckers are haggard as fuck.
I mean, Trudeau.
I know one guy that claims to be a Canadian. He's Asian though, so like I don't think he's telling me the truth.
It's okay. Yeah, what you do is you take an old country and call it new,
that it would be like,
and then you've got a new place.
It would be like Acadian, like New Mexico. It would be Asian and Canadian. Yeah. Yeah, but that's
well. Fucking- he keeps asking me for gift cards. I don't know what that's about.
Was
no,
like he just keeps asking me to send him gift cards.
Testicular. Who's asking you that?
But this guy, this Asian guy that says he's from Canada. Every time he sends me pictures all the time, and there's always rolls of toilet paper around him. I don't know what the fuck the deal is.
I'm gonna try it.
Am I being scamfished?
That powder.
I think that's a scammer. You know, like one of those.
That's got to be a scammer, right?
That's what he said. Use that instead of real peanut butter. Use PB powder. In a thumper.
Really?
I'm gonna try that.
Canada.
I guess we just use banana mash.
Canadians.
No, that's
our good fucking people.
Hey, are you a loves? You think so?
There's a lot of Canadian moonshiners up there.
But it's so.
And if you can handle that cold weather, man, you're a bad motherfucker. That's all.
I get seen it all up front.
Yeah, but that is sweet as it. I think it's banana.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, I like it.
Damon.
Who?
Damon, I'll call you in the morning.
All right, brother. Hey, I'll find out. I'm going to be over by Powell, Tennessee tomorrow morning. So I have no idea wherever you said that was at. I've tried looking at a map. I have no idea where in the hell it's at.
It's in Knoxville.
Powell's not far from
right
you.
Right there by the 75 and I-40 split.
I know where that's at.
It's on the west side.
If you're at Merchants and Powell's not too far apart.
Oh, it's on the west side. I'm over on the east side.
I'll be
working in Powell
side,
tomorrow.
There's several truck stops over there, too. So you
figure. And there's a Love's truck stop right across the street from my hotel, but I won't be at the hotel tomorrow.
No, you're going to be
so
up
you're on the east side. You're on the west side, and Stewart's on the dark side, making that Darth Vader lightsaber.
That's where I'm at right there.
I mean, I can be anywhere
Hall's
over there.
Hall and Powell's all the way over here.
So
Hall's Crossroads?
Right there's Powell.
And that's where I'm going to be looking right here.
Snoby, where are you going to be tomorrow? Where did you say?
Where do I need to be, which is closest, comfortable, you know, I don't, you know, convenient. That's what I'm trying to
figure out. I'll be. So I'm just trying to figure out where the hell.
You can pick him up at the.
there a truck stop around there?
There is, but it's down that way on 40. Pick him up down that way.
Anybody else wondering where Charles Manson is streaming from? Hey, it looks like the back of a truck.
He is. He's a truck driver.
Yeah.
No, I meant like the bed of a truck. Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. Now that you say that, it makes way more sense.
Literally the bed of his tractor. Literally the bed of his tractor.
God damn it. It's not what I meant.
I'll get the...
fucking words.
Apparently, I might be over in that area anyway, so that might be okay to meet you over there. That same place.
I kind of want to taste moonshine.
Hey, Toby. Hey, where can I put you on my dispatch board so I know where you're going?
Hey, Toby, I'm going to text you. I'll text you the address of where I'm going to be tomorrow, and you just tell me what's good close to you, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
Like 5 years, Joseph, probably 5 or 6 years.
That'll work.
I'm going to text you right now.
Well, I can't. Yeah, I'm on my phone, man.
Yeah. Well, just so you have it. You'll have it.
Okay. All right.
So that's where I'm going to be working tomorrow. So whenever I'm done, just let me know where you're at. If it's anywhere near there, I'll meet up with you.
All right.
Then we'll kill some bacon or something.
Right on.
Hey, Damon, I think I'm back now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
So I was talking about post-mixing, and it sounded like you had some experience at that or something, but then I cut out immediately. I lost all my tech.
That sounds like an awesome idea. Instead of instead of trying to get it all together into one thing, make three separates. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it gives me flexibility. I don't know if it's going to taste the same. That's the challenge, right? Because you know when you blend it all together, we all know what we get. But who knows what it's going to be separate. I might have to fuck with the proportions or something. I'm going to try it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt to try it.
No. I ran almost every color of corn I could get my hands on. And I keep one separate. I put one on wood. And I taste them, and I'm like, this is better moonshine than it is bourbon. This is better bourbon than it is moonshine. And that's how I come to the terms where my preference is I like Ohio Blue, I think, the most.
Yeah.
But then, you do a wheat, rye, do an apple, do an apple rye, and just basic. And then once you got them all done, you have 100 different kinds of shit.
Yep.
Taste and sit there and mix in a jar and be like, that's fucking awesome.
Are you wrapping my present?
Hell yeah.
Like you make your own infinity barrel over and over and over and over until you get the exact what you want. It's like infinity jars, you know?
Yep. Oh, hi, Scott Bryan. I'm saying hi to the people in the chat right here.
What is this? That's cherry?
Yeah, that's Steel Wheel and Big Beers, but with my
All right, guys, ATF's at my door. I got to go.
Hey, Bill, send him over to the
don't send him my fuck away.
No, send him over to that one guy that was
y'all have a good night, Bill. Take care. Okay. Later,
see you, Toby.
Hi, Toby.
Be good, bro.
Hey, what's up, Australia? Hey,
Toby.
All right, good night.
Taste it bad. Taste it. Okay.
No. It's probably corn towards
you. You want to be in it?
Hey, I'm starting to cook my first corn tomorrow. Anything I should be aware of besides not burning it?
Don't burn
it. What are you trying to do?
Don't burn it.
Don't burn it.
Fuck. What do you mean you're getting ready to cook it? I mean, are you just what's your setup?
So I'm gonna be using just a fucking what's that thing called? Like a crab boiler. So fucking propane open flame. And I'm just going to start cooking the corn because it's my first time. I've been running fucking sugar for quite a while. And finally came up on a local grower that had 100 pounds of corn.
Are you doing corn and sugar or are you just doing all grain?
Just all grain.
Okay.
You going to go with amylase or malted barley or
malted corn?
So I have amylase at the house. But the dude also had malted barley at his place, and I just didn't know which way to go. But I have the both high temp and alpha at my house right now.
So you got Broken Bones? Is that the one you ordered it from? Broken Bones Distillery? Did you order their high temp?
No, Mile High.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I ordered
ordered mine directly from the place in Kentucky.
Yeah, that Firm Solutions or whatever it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bottle.
Get it to 190. Hold it. Bring it down to about what? Feel 140?
Yeah, yeah. I just boil it. What I do, man, is I boil it. How many gallons are you running? How much pounds of corn are you trying to cut?
100 pounds.
100 pounds?
That's a lot.
How big's your fucking pot?
Yeah, no shit. Well, see, what happened was – what had happened was I'm probably going to have to do it about four times.
About 10 times.
That's what I was thinking. So here, hear me out here. This is how I do it. I take 5 gallons of water and I put in a fucking stainless steel pot on a jet burner. I bring it to a fucking rolling boil. Dump 25 pounds of corn inside that 5 gallons of water. Ground up as fine as you can get it.
Yeah.
Cut your heat off. If you don't have an automatic stir, you're going to want to cut your heat off or else you're going to end up scorching that shit and fucking crying and all that other shit. So you can turn your heat off, stir up that 25 pounds, it'll get real thick. Immediately, as soon as it's thick as cornbread batter, add some high-temperature amylase and stir it up with a damn drill with a paint mixer on it.
Okay.
That shit'll thin out. It'll thin out super thin. And then let it sit, let it cool down about room temperature. Then add your gluco. Do that four fucking times. Put it in the thing. Fill your container full of water. Do a gravity reading once it's cooled down, mm-hmm. and add sugar until you're at 1080. That's how I roll. If you know exactly how much water to corn ratio you're going to have, you could do the math and come up with the sugar, and you could cook the sugar in water too with some of your corn.
Yeah.
But if you want to do full conversion, then it's going to be a big fucking deal, dude. You're going to need a big container. You're going to have to make three times as much than what you really need to get the sugar out of the corn. It just, mm-hmm. it's not economical. It's a pain in the ass to do full conversion. It really is.
But here's something else. I mean, so you're saying you got a 100-gallon pot.
Oh, for distilling?
Yeah.
No. Keg.
So you're just doing a 15-gallon keg?
Yeah,
but he's making a big mash. So if
yeah, big mash, and I end up running about four times when my drums finish fermenting.
That's a lot.
Because I got a 55-gallon poly open top that I use for my mash.
But what I'm just going to suggest is, why don't you just make enough mash to run it one time? And then once you're done with that, make you another mash. When you pump that one over, go ahead. I understand what you're thinking, but I mean, it would be more economical and easier in the long run if you make a single mash,
yep.
and run it, then do it again. You know what I mean? But
okay.
Why don't you sour mash that in and then get like fucking five more runs off of that same mm-hmm. 20 pounds of corn?
There you go.
I agree. That sounds like it's going to be a conversation for the next night.
Well, it'd be a fermentation liquor. It would be
like I said, I've only done sugar, so this
right,
is
right. Room. But okay, so if I was doing a 15-gallon keg setup, and if you just wanted to make, and if you're coming, I would do. I swear to you, I would do 15 pounds of corn, 15 pounds of sugar, and whatever, you know, water, stir it up, get your gravity reading and adjust it, pitch a yeast, and call it a day for a minute. Get used to doing something like that before you get running into all grains, because it's a motherfucker.
Well, yeah, look, I can jump in on this. Look, I'm super new to this, super fucking new. What, I've been in this gig for what, 6 months, maybe?
Going on a year now, it's almost
over. Okay, so going on a year. Okay, so look, I jumped in with fucking both feet and both hands. I've never run a pure sugar wash. It's always been corn and sugar, and I think it was my third mash I tried to convert everything, just straight conversion. Listen to Tom. Listen to what he's telling you. Run 15 pounds of corn, 15 pounds of sugar, 15 gallons of water. Pitch your yeast. Run that shit and sour mash it the first time. And go about it like that. and go about it like that for your first couple like corn experiences. Because I'm telling you, dude, full conversion, you can fuck shit up real quick.
And it's just hell to do. Go ahead, Phil. Sorry.
It is.
There's been a lot of talk about milk in the comments as far as – now, let's talk about that for a second because there's a whole bunch of comments. Now, what happens with milk is a lot – I think they did a TV show about it. I think it was on Moonshiners.
Didn't old dude over New Zealand try to do that?
No.
Somebody did milk somewhere.
Mark and Digger did it.
Oh, that's right.
It's whey. But here's the deal. Here's what it is you could get whey from a dairy place for nothing. It's waste. They throw it out.
Yeah.
There's sugar in the whey. So they take the whey, not the milk, which is, you know, you can do either
the fat, because the fat spoils.
And you got to convert. You can convert the sugars out of the whey. And I don't know how they did it. I don't remember. I heard about it. Maybe I use amylase. But you convert the sugar's out of the way, and you get free sugar, which it's not worth doing. It's not worth doing, but they did it on TV for a fucking wow factor, and somebody told me all about it. I didn't watch it. I think Ian told me about it. But
So, Philbilly, what they do is that it's the same stuff that's – and it's 100% true. It's the same stuff that people take that have lactose allergy.
Yeah, so the lactate or whatever it's called.
Lactose.
Got the
chemical. Yeah, but it's the medicine you take to convert it. It's lactate or whatever.
Yep, it's to separate the curds and the whey out of the milk so you can get what would be the oil, which is the whey of the milk, so which has all the sugar in it.
I make good cheese out of fresh whey.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
But the thing about the milk thing is literally you need to have a dairy farm like right there, you know?
Yeah, it's not worth fucking with. And I can't imagine a liquor be the greatest.
Really?
To me, I mean, you fucking turn. You know, I've fermented a lot of things. I've made a lot of things in the moonshine, and I could be wrong. I'm not gonna attempt it. I'd rather do something crazy like Reese cups.
Fucking candy
bars and fucking cookies and shit.
It's just a bitch to do.
Hey Phil,
you know, but
you got to do a video on Kit Kats, making Kit Kats in the liquor.
I will. I'll like do that for you.
I like some Kit Kats. Last time I tried doing something crazy like that, it came out tasting like hog's ass and hominy grits.
Yeah, I just did donuts and
not hog's ass though.
Hey, Epic Valley, can you get a hold of me through Facebook or whatever?
What's your name?
Tom. It should be on there. Oh, no, sorry. We're the happy, loving couple tonight.
Oh, Tom? Oh, shit.
Tom Crum.
I was like trying to see whose lips were moving. I'm like,
yeah.
Epic Valley, are you on Discord?
Let me grab a pen real quick.
Appreciate that, Jack.
What's that?
Are you on Discord? Did you ever get invited to the Discord stuff?
For distilling? No. I haven't been on Discord in, since I played Game of War.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, but it's an easy place to get on there and damn talk about shit and don't get kicked off for. You know what I mean? When it comes
that MeWe group, too, that fucking Cyrus has is a good place.
Yeah. I talk to Windsong all the time on there.
I want Chewie to do the Chewbacca roar.
Roar.
Oh, come on, Chewie. What the hell was that?
Hold on.
He's got to stand up. Get a drink.
Shit.
Here he goes. Ready?
I was supposed to be done with my dispatch about an hour and a half ago, and now I'm here, still at work.
Big Easy went and checked out the Rural King Honey. He said it wasn't gallons. He said, but it was an all right deal, but it wasn't like
the damn newspaper court
thing. No, they were like the things you got at Walmart. They're like the little mini half gallons.
Yeah,
but yeah, yeah.
Didn't it say that it was from fucking like Malaysia or something like that on it?
It was not.
What?
You cut it out, brother.
It wasn't even made here.
Oh.
Oh, so it's like some Chinese.
So it was like honey sugar water, you know. Yeah.
Damn.
You could still ferment it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, some honeys won't ferment.
Oh.
That big old baby.
I forget what they say that is. It's I had a buddy that got some honey once, and he couldn't ferment it. No, no matter what he tried.
There's certain kinds of botanicals and stuff that when the bees pollinate off of it, it will not ferment. And I don't know why, because I have clover blossom honey near me, and I've been tinkering with bees a little bit to, you know, figure that part out so I could get a nice good flavor to distill. And I found out there's certain kinds of stuff that when the bees, you know, interact with it in their area, it doesn't ferment.
There's something that it's a state that honey can be in.
I think it's like orange blossom honey doesn't ferment well because it's off of a citrus plant.
Yeah, I could see that.
I just wonder if we could use that cheap Rule King honey just for a thumper. You know what I mean? Just to carry over.
Sure, it'll give a flavor.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But they made it look like it was a big, giant fucking, like, gallon jug of it.
5 pounds, didn't they, on the ad or something like that that was shared?
But they made it look like a gallon jug.
Right.
A gallon jug would, if it was a gallon, I'd be a fucking have a truck full for that shit right now.
The honey in a gallon.
What's that?
That's 12 pounds of honey when it comes in a actual gallon. The little short.
About half a gallon then.
Yeah, 12.8 pounds, almost 13.
Yep.
Yeah. So I got a buddy of mine that drinks this. I don't know what the hell he drinks. This whiskey that's it's blended with this honey. I don't know, some honey shit. And he was asking me, he goes, can you make something like this? And I tasted it, and all you could taste was that sweet artificial honey shit. And I'm like, you drink this?
Yeah, Jack Daniel's honey sucks.
I was like, man. You need to make something like that. And I'm like, no. I make drinks for men.
I drink a goddamn pina colada. I don't give a fuck.
And right now, I'm his man. I'm putting
my fucking pinky in there. Oh, shit.
We're going to do some pina coladas here in a minute.
Hey, who's cooking breakfast in the morning?
Cum punchers here in a minute. Cum puncher shots.
Bud Light!
Oh, shit.
Bud Light! Who's wearing a dress?
We ain't wearing nothing. Hell no.
You know that motherfucker commented on one of my videos?
Yo!
No!
He was like, I'll pass after seeing what you did, how you ruined that deer hide. And, and he was like, you ever want to learn to make real deer leather, get a hold of me. And I'm like,
no.
Fucking fuck you, dude. Go away.
Yeah.
How about you fucking quit being a shady motherfucker? I'm not trying to dig at skeleton back up because I like
no, the fuck it. Let's dig gone. That motherfucker back up. Let's hey, fucking.
Let's Bill, he's just on the road here. He lives in a school zone.
Yeah. Hey, Phil got the video. I sent you the video. Remember, I was like, look at this motherfucker. School zone.
Wow.
You know that fucker's watching right now.
I hope so.
Oh, he is. He'll probably right pop up in the comments.
Now. I hope so.
Hope you pop up in the fucking comments, you cocksock.
Oh, easy now.
Hey, calm down, Stuart.
Don't talk about my kids like that.
We got Stuart's blood pressure up, didn't we?
I've lost thousands of kids that way, Stuart. That's not
fuck
even
that right. Motherfucker.
Easy, Stuart. You don't look at his fucking nose and shit's turning red. That motherfucker gets mad, dude. Please, calm down.
Oh, fuck.
Calm down, no, Mr. Poston. Mr. Poston, calm down.
Yeah,
quit being combative, Mr. Poston.
Stuart, have you cracked your peanut butter banana yet?
No, I'm not going to.
Why? It's meant to drink.
I'll get another jar off the internet. Well, same thing with Rigsby's jar that I got from Big Easy. I'm not going to open that either. When I find another one, I'll get another one.
I can pick you up another jar.
What did you get from Big Easy?
Rigsby's jar.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty good shit. No, I got you a jar from Rigsby.
Well, you still have it.
I do. And I got Daryl, you know, Uncle Dum Dum's jar. I'm going to send it all to you out here in just a little bit, but that's been like 6 months. So, you know.
I did have. Yeah, was that the high proof one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I drank the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah, that's good shit.
I forgot. Yeah, I had a jar of that.
Oh, my
God. Look at that.
Golly.
That's good stuff.
It's been 3 years since I signed on to Discord. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, there's a cool moonshine Discord. I ain't been on in forever, man. I used to get on there, like, all the time, but here lately I've
fucking... That worthless motherfucker booted me again.
Hey, who?
Off Discord.
Who?
Who do you think?
We all know.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah, Tom.
I know who it is. I know who he's talking about.
You know what?
Yeah, ghost?
Janet's fucking girlfriend. Ah!
Oh, oh, man, I love Ghost. I never had a problem with I only had a problem with him once.
Yeah, when all the fucking Janet bullshit was going on, right?
Yeah. No, he never fucked with me about that. Back in the day, we was on TikTok together. And we was having a good time. And we was on TikTok Live, and he kept fucking booting me out and letting me back in and laughing and shit. And I was blackout drunk, bro. But I guess I called him on the phone. I was like, I'm going to come up here and stab you, motherfucker. I was threatening him and shit. And then the next day, I'm like, oh, god damn. My old lady told me, like, I threatened him and shit. I was calling him on the phone.
Wow, dude.
Florida weather's got his head fucked up.
And I called him like Ghost, and he's like, oh, we're good, man, we're good. Or I texted him or something, but man, I always had
me out of Discord fucking the first time, and then all this shit came up and came to light, and then all of a sudden fucking he's sending me messages, hey man, you can come back if you want, you can come back if you want.
I always like Ghost, man, but he does have issues with a lot of people. Like he booted a whole group of fucking people once, man. He let them all in, like, welcome in. Then he was like, banned them all. I don't know what the fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Like, here's my deal, man. I'm friends with everybody in the community. And I'd even still be friends with John had he not fucking started blaming me for his goddamn bullshit.
Which time?
Even though.
fucking the third which time, bud, because you fucking.
The third time was three times too fucking many for me. I'm done.
Fucking A.
Hey, Phil, did you see that video I posted about that mask I got finally? That Jason mask?
No.
Dude, that mask is...
I'll go check it out. Did you got it on TikTok?
Like, I put it on Facebook, too. But it is like an exact replica of Friday the 13th, Part 6. It is awesome.
Hell, I've seen a picture of it. It's badass. I might get one, man. Put it on my shelf.
I finally got it. He's a wrestler. He's on that indie wrestling platform, Kill City Cup. His name's Mason X, and he does his own masks. He does personal requests too. So even if you have an idea, you get a hold of him and tell him your idea, and he'll see what he can do, man.
Yeah.
When I got this, I was like, damn, this thing looks awesome.
It does. I got a badass leather face mask on my shelf out there. I put it on a milk jug. You can't see the milk jug.
Yeah.
So the mask just sits. It's sweet. I bought it for my boy for Halloween. I'm tired of me spending $100 on a Halloween mask and them destroying it, putting it in a fucking toy box. So I was like, this motherfucker's going on the shelf.
Yeah.
It's badass. There's five different Discord servers dedicated to moonshine. One Shua started, one Ghost Patriot started, one I think Triple X and Tink started, And before that, there was one Midwest Madness started. They're all really good. I don't know the name of them offhand.
There's one of them that's full of a bunch of fucking women.
What?
Shut your damn mouth. Get your ass out of my kitchen.
You have to be invited to him. Might get with Ridge Runner. He might invite you.
Now, I don't have the power to do that. I figured Kewis has a lot of good info on.
Yeah, yeah. You can invite people if you're friends with them on. Send them invites. I don't know.
Hey, Chewy, what do you got cooking over there? Are you making anything soon? Anything recently?
No, I'm going to bust into that Jimmy Red I got from Big Easy and Phil.
Hell yeah. I made a 62-gallon mash today, and I used a 5-gallon bucket of corn syrup.
Oh, wow.
Fucking shit. It was thicker than fuck, dude. This 5-gallon bucket probably weighed over 50 pounds. Damn. This shit is thick, and it was like goddamn. You know, like when you see one of the sticky traps with a mouse stuck to it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how sticky this shit was. I was like, goddamn, you can catch mice with this motherfucker. But we dissolved it, and then I cooked up 50 pounds of corn, 50 or 60 pounds of corn, and I put fucking amylase on it, put it in the bin, filled it full of water. And that's what I did today. I did it right before I got on here.
Nice.
But if you guys are wondering about corn syrup, 1 pound of corn syrup to 1 gallon of water has a 1.030. So if you want to get a 1080 reading, you need 2.5 pounds of corn syrup per gallon per gallon of water to get 1080. So it's basically about like honey, and it's about the same as honey and maple syrup. So I did that today to test it to see how much it would take.
So you're so 2.5 gallons
per 2 gallons of corn syrup per gallon?
No, 2.5
pounds. 2.5.
2.5 pounds, that's what I meant.
Yeah, 2.5 pounds of corn syrup.
I knew what I was talking about.
I just know you're distracted right there with the bearded wonder.
That's Team Wolf, baby.
Notice how you haven't seen Tom's hands one time this whole fucking life.
All right. We're like
riding a motorcycle, boys. He's got a chopper. It's a chopper.
Motherfucker's skiing.
2 at a time, baby.
Salty.
I just saw you in the picture. What the fuck are you doing? Damn it. I'm telling you, this guy's nuts.
Say hi, buddy.
Wait, what?
Fuck, baby's in the room.
What happened to baby girl?
She dipped out. Somebody's trying to hit on her, and she took off. Somebody's like, I want to ask her ball.
Damn it, Chewy.
I still want to ask her ball. Head wasn't ass out.
No, it was in comments.
It was in comments.
No. Someone in the comments was trying to.
Last week, didn't she have hair last week?
She did.
She had a wig on.
Or maybe she had a hat on.
She tried going by somebody different. She's like, no. Who? What?
Yeah, same chick, dude. They're a group of fucking weirdos that troll lives.
Maybe that's what I should be
there's
doing.
There's no way. And you see, they all came in here together and they spam the shit out of the comments. And they're all one person saying racist shit, another person saying anti-Semitic shit.
Yeah.
Snuggle buddies. Ain't no snuggling going on. It's
raw. That shit's raw.
He said raw. Raw. What the punch, son?
He's snuggling in this right now. No, hell no.
And then when you're done, fuck out.
I try it. You go to your house and I go to mine. Done.
Who's paying?
Where'd Chewy go?
Yet.
Yeti?
Yeah.
cost too much. Yeti's a damn fucking.
I get a discount.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, I can get a discount.
Like how much of a discount?
My cousin's husband.
Your cousin's best friend's cousin.
College. My cousin's husband died in the war, so she gets all his benefits. Military.
Okay.
And he gets like a 40% discount on everything from the Yeti store.
No shit.
If I order it directly online.
Hell yeah.
And then,
hey, so, I caught two poachers this afternoon.
Yeah?
What were they poaching?
Fucking trying to kill some of these big bucks that are chasing does right now.
Oh, I was going to tell you. I meant to call you the other day. So I was out there working on that blue and silver truck. I was cussing because one of the tires was locked up, you know, was frozen on the hub, you know, all that shit. I had a T-post in there beating all the sledgehammer. Ginger was pulling on it. So finally, got that motherfucker loaded. And I got the other one off. I'm going to go get tires put on it. Throwed it up in the bed of my other trucks, fucking cussing, bleeding. And I walked up to her and I was like, holy hell damn. Whipped her around and like 65 yards in the back of that field right there stood a fucking a solid six. Could have been an eight. You know what I mean? About 2 inches outside his ears. It's decent for around here. Whitetail, you know. Man, and he didn't give a shit. We was even alive, dude. He just ate a little bit while he looked at us. Never flicked his tail, nothing.
No, dude, I had a buck. I had a buck right here. At the
house. I said, yeah, I can fucking lob a 9mm over at him if I wanted to. That's all I got on me, you know. I wanted to, though. Trust me. I wanted to.
Get it. I jump out with two butter knives and slice that motherfucker up, son.
I had a pretty good 4x4 today fucking just laying out in the field. He must have run that doe all fucking night because if she would get more than about 75 yards from him, he would get up and then move a little bit closer to her and lay right back down.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him through the binoculars, fucking tongue hanging out of his mouth and shit. He was dog-ass tired.
Sweating.
No, but these fucking kids, I was just going to go to town and get fuel in the pickup and shit. I've been in the house all fucking day, so I made it about 3/4 mile from the house. And I mean, like, we live out in the fucking country. You know what I mean? We know who lives out here, and the road that connects our town to the next town is washed out. So there ain't nowhere to fucking go.
Right.
And I looked up, man, and when I locked eyes with these motherfuckers, their eyeballs got about that big around. So I called my neighbor and I go, hey, go up to the top of your driveway and block the fucking road. I'll be there in a minute. And fucking sure as shit, I come around the corner and those fucking kids were crying. Please fucking let us go, please. No,
they were just trying to get food for their family, Stuart.
No, they weren't neither, Damon. God damn it.
The poor starving orphanages down there in the holler needed some elk meat.
Not fucking when you're driving around a fucking 2022 fucking Mercedes SUV, you ain't hurting.
Yeah. Oh, well, everybody's showing a jar. You got a jar somewhere.
Yeah, swamp water. I just moved from Florida, so yeah, I know what them deer down there are like.
That means you got to get four of them instead of one. It's all the same.
Six out of
beats me.
I said I just need to take six out of my team.
See you later, Lisa.
No, this is a 5-year age.
Long.
Yeah.
You know, first thong on?
Hell yeah. That's what I strained that through.
You know, dirty sweat stuff.
I strained
this
it right
is my first
bourbon. Right through a used condom. That's what he fucking strained it through.
Not right over the butthole.
This is my first bourbon I made. 5 years aged.
Damn.
Or not.
Nice. It's got a good color to it.
What is that, Chewy?
That's my first bourbon I made.
Oh, nice.
Left it in the barrel for 5 years.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if I have the patience for that.
You just sit in the garage and walk away.
Yeah, just that's what Bean does. Bean just puts them up on the shelf and just walks away. Just he puts them above eyesight. Right. What he does
exactly. Nobody won't see it every day.
Back in the day when I first started doing that shit on the counter, I'd be like, "All right, I'm gonna make some bourbon. I'm gonna put these fucking wood things in my jar and age it." After 8 weeks, I'd come back and there'd be this much in one and this much in another. Two of them would be gone because I drank them all. There'd be half of one. And I'd blend them all and I'd end up with one fucking quart after 8 weeks because I drank it all. Like just fucking because I rampage drank back then, man. I'd just go and fucking drink the fuck out of some shit.
Yeah, you got some?
I'm going to pour you some of that.
All right.
I'll still find you a fun joke. That ain't hard to do around here.
Yeah. Look at that. Could you imagine? Could you imagine losing your liquor in a fucking divorce, dude?
No.
That's why I think my wife would do that for me.
I wouldn't care so much about the liquor. It's the still. I can make more liquor.
If you got something in a barrel for 5 years and it's a 55-gallon barrel and you lose that, dude.
Oh, dude, yeah.
That what hurts. About people that go to move it and it ends up busting or breaking or they end up getting old? Dude, oh, shit.
Do you know how hard it is to walk through a house with a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old with these two items?
Hell yeah.
Right, you need to get a refrigerator out there in your office.
Well, fuck, dude, I'm in the house is the problem. Tom and Damon got me jealous, so I figured I'd join the party.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Give her hell, old boy.
Oh, wow. Fuck. Hey, Phil. Text me your address. Don't forget.
Who?
Phil.
Phil?
I'm blaming you.
And what? Damon. You don't have my address?
I think. Well, no, just text it to me so I got it for sure. I need it by Monday.
By Monday, eh?
Got you.
If you guys want some of this pomegranate shit.
Ooh. There you go.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm sending my hold on.
Hide them in veggie bags.
No shit. I didn't think about that. My kids would want them, unfortunately. My kids love that shit. Vegetables, fruit.
What? I don't know. I heard somebody say something about Vicodin. I can't.
Man, you know what? I've never ate a Vicodin my whole life. Yeah, I've never had one.
Dude,
I've tried a lot of shit.
Neither have I, Phil. Sorry.
I'll eat a fucking Xanax in a heartbeat, though. Never was like, because I grew up with a family full of junkies, man. And, you know, and I just never was like, pain pills. I'm like, I don't know. Because I knew the fucking road where it led to, usually. And I'm scared I'd like it. And,
Yeah, that was me, man.
So I never right one.
She showed me how fucked up all that shit was.
No, I learned my the hard way.
Did you get that, Stuart?
Sure did. Hey, man, it's Damon.
All right, I just want to make sure you got. I was sending my. It's me, Damon. I was sending my address to the right person.
Yeah, my old lady's gonna do the candy run Monday. So,
oh, dude, I was looking at that website. There's so much. Like, what
website?
Hey, calm down.
What website do you
So I'm like, I was thinking like chocolates probably wouldn't do too good in
this. He's jealous. You're snuggling with somebody else now.
This time of year, it's not bad. It won't melt.
Okay, well, in that case.
Don't worry, buddy. I got you a good care package.
All right. I have to send you a couple jars of something.
I'm going to kick these motherfuckers. Shut up.
You got more people popping up?
You know what's dead now? You guys remember how TikTok used to be the shit?
Yep.
Shine Talk? There's nobody on Shine Talk any fucking more ever at all.
I'm on there, Phil.
So what's it doing? Where's everybody going?
They're in the Clapper. Discord chats, and that's it.
Clapper.
I don't. Really? I don't anybody in the Discord lives or chats anymore.
Yeah, Discord used to be live fucking with video chat. That used to be the shit. Nobody does that no more.
Fucking. I wouldn't ever get on there.
Bring him back, Phil.
I bet you.
Ah, fucking
Discord.
Do it, Phil. You got it. Start your own Discord server.
Shoes is full. Everybody's in Shoes one way or another. And I just don't have time for it, man. But it used to be the shit when you go on TikTok Live and there'd be four or five fucking moonshiners in there talking, just like here. I guess this replaces it. Motherfucker wants to talk. Come on on.
Yeah, no shit.
You know?
Well, I get notifications. Everybody's busy. You know, people going live on TikTok. You know, Uncle Moonshine, he goes alive a lot.
Yeah, Uncle Moonshine's on it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of different people on his.
Yeah, he's new, though, so, like, I don't really know him that well. But I used to see a bunch of people on there and just fucking shooting shit. Get on there and bust their balls and fucking hop off. And, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, I got – I was with Chewy and Toby at Hillbilly, got to meet Uncle Moonshine and got some of his stuff. Pretty good stuff.
Oh, fuck.
What the hell?
You got brain freeze from the deep throat?
Brain freeze. From that tiny handmade dildo?
Yeah. No. Oh, fuck. Went too hard on that one.
Are you building a lightsaber over there?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm fucking doing. Fucking.
That guy had a fucking wolf. He had a woman's voice, didn't he?
Fucking retarded motherfucker.
Ooh. A randos.
Oh, yeah. That one guy. What was his name? Testicular cancer or whatever he was?
Yeah.
He, boy, that guy.
Thyroiditis or whatever, you know.
Tetracomets.
Attack of the randos.
Attack of
the fucks up Epic Valley, dude. I like your house. It's nice.
I'm classy.
Whoa. That's what we should have done.
Welcome to my humble abode.
Can I do that shit?
I don't know.
Get that piano for us.
What's that?
Play the piano.
Yeah, like a fucking, oh man, like a sauna.
I
want to change it. How the fuck we change over here? No, it's
not somebody.
So, hey, it's down in the bottom. It says settings.
Oh,
virtual background.
Oh, really? You can do that shit.
Motherfucker.
Or you can even blur it.
Holy shit.
Go to plus. I want to see plus.
That's where you got to add shit. There's nothing there. You got to add it. I don't know if this is a screenshot of, but it could be me in my fucking underwear. Who knows?
Hell yeah.
You need to find that picture of Janet and put it up on your green screen.
Oh
okay.
That's what it is.
Bro.
What's the brick looking like?
They got our new house.
Oh, like, you know what?
Hell yeah.
That's going to be it from now on. I'm leaving it
fuck
like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we all living on. Up in the same house.
You got the same architect?
Hell yeah. Except we got our Merry Christmas shit. See it in there?
It's a ghost. It comes and goes.
See it? Yeah.
We're like in between dimensions.
You ever think about space? See, that's what feel that's right.
I was gonna put that in my head.
That's right.
What the fuck's going on here?
Oh, dude, you Stuart, you can't.
No, I think
it,
about the Roman Empire every day.
So do I.
Why are you all so special and I'm not?
It's down in the bottom under settings. I'm gonna be all over this shit. I am.
Oh, it's because I'm not on StreamYard. That's why.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I gotta pick.
You want to know what, Phil?
Yeah.
It won't take the whole thing.
Let me see if I can find my background.
Take the whole thing. I know it will.
Actually, live on YouTube, do you have to have StreamYard or do you have to have so many followers or what?
No, but if you're just
on YouTube,
yeah, there you go. If you're on your phone, dude, just download the StreamYard app. Will it not take it?
I think Tom,
damn it,
Cox. I think Tom's getting kickback from StreamYard because he's been pushing that damn StreamYard app,
dude. It's fucking better. go down and fucking where it just says horse shine on it. Can you do that?
I don't know. What the hell?
Yeah, right there. Right.
I'm still not comfortable with what you two fucking got going on. I'm just letting you know.
Hey, don't ask, don't tell.
We'll get to them when I come.
Hell yeah, everybody's got it now. Hell yeah. Except Stuart. It's because you ain't got it. It's because you don't know how to do it.
It's the only picture I had saved on my computer.
That's right. And then none of the rest of us know how to do it until damn dude showed us. So I'm just saying. Okay, Mike Richardson.
Well, I just got tired of doing dispatch shit, so I started playing with settings.
Heard that. He said, question, all copper or all stainless?
I got. Why are you looking at Phil like that?
I got a mixture of both.
Yeah.
All copper.
Eggs are cheap. Copper's cheap. I can put them both together.
Yeah, I prefer copper myself.
But I mean, California, copper is not fucking cheap.
What?
They're both good to go.
Copper, I can get copper cheaper here than fucking probably anybody else.
Yeah, it's not good enough for me.
I mean, shit, I ain't even gonna lie. Yesterday, I ran out of glass.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
It aggravates me.
I ran out of copper, glass still yesterday.
I can get copper in California for $380 a sheet. $360, $380 a sheet.
You know, damn, it's only like $265 or something over here.
Big beard.
Dude, just getting my column, my little 2-inch fucking roll. At 4 feet was $186.
Have y'all checked out Oak Steels?
Yeah, I got
my stuff. Yeah, that's the place to buy that shit.
Nice.
What is it?
No, I bought 2 full sheets of copper for, I think I got it $600 shipped to my house.
2 full sheets.
God damn.
Yeah, look, now we got Merry Christmas in here. As long as we hold our hands up, I'm gonna put it back.
Yeah, that kind of looks fucked up. I don't like that shit. We gotta have a green screen behind us, and that wouldn't happen. You got a green blanket?
Maybe.
I'm so chill.
That's the one we snuggle under.
So it's got spots all over. It's what you're saying.
There you go.
Much better. Much better.
Got faded crusties all over it.
Hell yeah. It's got some boneless children on it.
Thousands.
Thousands of boneless children right
Who's
there.
Who's the cannibal?
That's right.
Which one of you fuckers is the cannibal?
I thought you guys were at a daycare. All I heard was little kids giggling.
Look. It feels about the damn feel behind me.
I'm running liquor right now, boys.
Yeah.
I don't have that saved on this computer. So my computer,
what can I damn? Can I send you something over here? Right, let's see. I can send you crummy shot.
Get your finger in there.
Look, I just pulled this. I just got this off.
Facebook is going to come right here. Mike Finn. Oh, did he make it on?
I don't know.
I got people texting me about the live, and I don't. Did I send it? What the hell happened to it?
That man cave's looking badass still, Valley.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm about done, actually. Finally.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh, no, I get let me flip this thing around.
Hey, you got.
Hey, I promise next year at the goddamn Bulls thing, we won't make you. We won't make you sleep on the floor, man. That shit sucked. I felt like shit about that.
Oh, that's all
good. Never mind that, because it's already an hour and a half into it.
Yeah, I'm actually, I should be able to do my clean and run and my sugar wash, get all mashed in tomorrow, so I can do a clean and run on this and start rolling her, man.
Hell yeah. You guys just come to... My bad, bro.
You good. And then I got 1,000 pounds of corn coming next week.
Damn, that's a lot of corn.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
You guys should all come to fucking what's it called? Still Valley? Farm to Bottle?
Yeah.
Farm to Bottle next year.
Yeah.
We're getting campers next year, Still Valley. We could rent them.
That's what I was thinking too. I was like, man, the fucking campsite's way better than that Airbnb shit.
Yeah.
I ain't got that kind of money.
Bro, rent a fucking camper. It ain't that much. Yeah, make him pay for it.
How much of those campers have you been looking at?
I got a buddy that said that his cousin has one that we could rent. Probably pretty cheap. I don't know. It's got to be cheaper than Airbnb. It's a fucking camper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they rent up here for a couple hundred dollars for a weekend. And I'm like, $200 Fuck it, eh?
I sent that one to
you. Yeah.
I want to do popcorn. I want to do the popcorn jam, farm to bottle, and Big Easy's birthday next year.
Wait, who was that? Who said that?
Me.
You want to do popcorn? Stuart. And not, why don't you do hillbilly jam instead of popcorn?
Just because.
Yeah, I hillbilly's think fucking, better.
Hillbilly's going to be easier awesome, for me dude. To go.
Stuart, I already told my wife that's our vacation this year. Family vacation. We're going to fucking hillbilly jam. That's it. I already reserved the cabin and everything.
Yeah, you got to do hillbilly jam and farm to bottle. Those two. I'm definitely doing both of those.
I definitely want to try to make it to Easy's birthday next year.
Yeah, me too.
Hey.
Yeah, I always show up uninvited. Like, I'm here, boys. And they're like, oh.
I wasn't invited.
Okay.
I was told that it was an open invite. And if you wanted to show up, just show up.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but he don't.
I was in Florida.
They don't like me to come. It's open invite for everybody except for me.
No.
I just come. I'm just fucking. I just
go. I was at the horror convention.
Well, fuck it. Me and you will roll up together.
Oh, I'm going to come.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, sons of bitches. Please log in or sign up.
So my wife named my shotgun condenser Stuart.
There you go.
Minions.
Stuart Little?
From Minions. Stuart.
Right. Hell yeah.
Look at my face, fucker. You're gonna see my face every time you see that thing now. Is that Adam?
Got a sight glass inside of it.
Is that Adams?
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't
Crummy
wait.
Crummy shine.
Fuck, I can't wait to get mine.
I even got this bad bitch figured out. And I did get the element guard on it.
Oh, nice.
I got all that fucking worked out too.
Bro, let me see that. You gotta be careful with those things, dude. I still wouldn't run grain.
Yeah, I already committed to it. So I'm like, I'm gonna fucking try it. And when I pop elements, I'm gonna convert over if it happens.
How small?
It doesn't work, dude.
How small are the holes?
It doesn't matter. You're not gonna get fresh water there. It's just gonna keep the same water there. It's gonna get clogged. It's gonna burn. I knew the minute I seen that. I'm not talking shit at all, and I kept my mouth shut. But the minute I seen that at Maggie Valley, I was like, "That's about
it." Can't stand it.
And
oh, I do.
It just doesn't work.
Wasn't Kevin trying to fucking build like a copper tube that the element went into?
That was Shua. Shua did that. Shua.
Did that stainless steel thing that comes with the filter, like that screen thing, did that actually work?
No, it don't work, man.
No. Yeah.
So right now, I've only done a water test on it. I know I talked to...
there you go.
Yep. Who the hell was it? I think Andrew from North Georgia. They tried it, and they were popping elements out the gate. I'm running water so far. I'm fine, so we're going to see how it happens. I already had it. I already bought it. I already committed to it.
You know what I mean?
So I got to try it.
So here's the deal. Like, if you get a couple things of grain in there, yeah, it'll protect your element from grain sticking to it. But if you put a bunch of grain in that motherfucker, it's going to clog around that. It might not touch the element, but it's not going to let liquid get inside there neither. I mean,
yeah. I mean, if you had one of them self-stirring, you know, them, you know, like those
agitator,
you know,
got an agitator.
It
might work. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out.
Put that agitator.
So we'll find out.
Yeah.
Put that agitator on the highest fucking setting.
Yeah. We call them Janets around here, but agitator's the same thing. Put a Janet on it. It'll work every time. It'll stir the fuck out of it.
Yeah, especially if your shit's named Stuart.
That's right.
Question.
I can't. That's right. He did have
a line. My line.
Right. That's Stuart and them's the one started all this shit.
Stop being combative, motherfucker. Knock it off.
He dug the skeletons up, didn't he?
Look right here. That's me hitting my dog. That's right. Look, he literally just done this. He raised his head and was like, really, fucker? You know.
Hey, well, guys want to see me beat the shit out of one of my kids?
I got to get off here and go tend to my children. All right, Phil, Stuart. Don't forget to send me your address so I can get this shit in the mail.
I'll send it right now. I got to go too, guys.
Okay, buddy. Hey, guys, see you. Thanks for the bullshit session Friday night.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
It's been fun, y'all. All
right.
See y'all later.
Later, brother.
See,